Good morning. If you are just joining us, we're going to get our weather forecast in about 10 minutes' time. You're listening to Breakfast with Rima. And it's time to talk money because it's a pretty expensive time of the year for most of us. You've got your Christmas presents, you've got work parties, going out for food more than ever, hosting friends and family to name but a few. And then you've got to add into the mix that there are often like extra heating costs as well. Winter's really starting to bite. Finances can quickly get quite tricky. So are there any better ways to manage our money at this time of the year? How can we help our future selves right now in the run-up to Christmas? Well, with me now in the studio is Leeds-based independent financial advisor Alan Lazenby with his top tips and advice. Morning, Alan.
Morning.
Thank you for being here. Because I do think that it's the time of the year where everyone just goes, oh, hang on a second. Can we do this?
It's a crazy financial time. It's the painful time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Followed by January, which is, I've got to pay for all this.
And like January is it feels like the longest month of the entire year. Sometimes you get a year where January is 5 weeks and you've got to wait like a week longer for your pay as well. So it all just gets even more painful.
Well, you end up getting paid early. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, talk to me then, because there's obviously there's Christmas, which we know it all. Every year it comes around and every year things seem more expensive than they are. We're going to be talking about supermarkets and which ones are cheaper than others in about an hour's time. But just generally at this time of the year, what are some of the things that we should be watching out for that are quite easy fixes?
Well, first of all, don't use your credit card. All the credit card really is spending future month's pay packets with interest. So you've got to live within your means. There's a lot of new accounts like the Monzo and Starling accounts, which are digital accounts where you can create little pots of money and call them little names because money is emotional. So if you get a pot and call it Christmas and get another pot, call it holidays, get another pot and call it clothes, then you're not going to rob Christmas.
Yeah.
And this is a digital pot
that you can make.
Absolutely.
In your wallet.
Yeah. You don't just, all the traditional bank accounts are great, but to have to manage your money, really, it's those little digital pots, which are much easier to manage.
Yeah.
Another thing that a lot of my clients are doing, especially the ones with children, is a little special present would be a 1 ounce silver Britannia coin. It's free of all tax if you buy it and sell it. So it's free of capital gains tax, free of income tax, and it's a rare metal. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's something that you can give your kids a look at. It's absolutely gorgeous because it's 99.99% silver. It sparkles like nothing you've ever seen. And silver is what money was used to be based on. And in the future, we'll always go back to it. And this is where the term moony come from. It was the moon.
Right.
And silver is money. So buy a silver coin. You get them online. Go to bullion dealers. There's quite a few online. And get it delivered. It's about £35 for a silver coin. But unlike paper, it's not printed. So it's something that's valuable and will continue to be valuable.
Right. So are you saying that the value goes up of one of those coins?
It's up 30% this year, so it's doing quite nicely.
Okay.
And gold's going up similar. Mm. But gold's very expensive, as you imagine. And nothing, if you get somebody a gold coin, they'd be very excited, but it's very tiny.
Yeah.
If you get them a full ounce silver Britannia for about £35, it's beautiful and it's real money. And I've got a lot of clients getting their grandparents not to put money in their account, but to buy them silver coins.
That's really interesting. I would never think of that. And I think from my point of view, I think I'm not going to do anything with that coin. It feels like, to me, and the way that I view money and the way that I view what I'm paying money for, it wouldn't seem like a valuable to me.
Mm.
But actually, you're saying that you can make money from this stuff.
It's going to be soon, within 15 years, it's going to be rarer than gold.
Right.
And the reason for that, it's used in every electronic item that there is.
Okay.
The new car batteries are full of silver.
Yeah.
So that, as far as this Christmas, is a great gift and something long-term and
investment,
real.
Yeah, an investment. It's interesting that you talk about money being like sort of emotional and a psychological thing. That is so true, isn't it? Because
absolutely,
everyone's got a relationship with money, and it ranges from quite unhealthy to very healthy.
Generally
unhealthy. Because I do that thing as well. I don't have the pot thing, but I think maybe that might help me. Because I think to myself, right, as long as I've got enough to spend on this, and then I've got that, and I do all of that in my mind, and I give myself a little bit of leeway. In my mind, I have this little pot that's just basically like fun money.
Well, actually, that's one of the pots.
Is it?
Yeah, one of the rules is you've got to have fun money. So okay. You need about six pots. One of them's for fun.
Okay.
And the fun pot is, well, the rules are the fun pot is it's only for fun. And you've got to roll it over.
So what about someone who's listening to this going, I do not have enough money for a fun pot. What do I do? What are your examples for someone who is really, actually really struggling? Because, you know, it's easy to say I've got, you know, a fun pot. I'm very privileged. I can do that, but I know a lot of people who are really struggling, Alan.
I was brought up by a single mum on a council estate with two brothers. Mm. So it was all about the smallest presents ever, but loads of them. And it took all Christmas to open the damn things, and most of them broke.
Yeah.
But it looked like we got a lot. So instead of one big present, buy loads and loads and wrap them up. And then all kids are looking at is volume, really. And so we, even though we was poor, we had a good Christmas. And it was mainly about, you know, the unwrapping rather than doing anything with it.
Mm.
The other thing they can look at is saving next year to do a little pot. My mother used to have this little savings account for Christmas. And 11 months later in November, she'd had enough money saved up. So even, you know, being a single mum working at a crisp factory, she managed to put a little bit away. This is where the pots comes from, you see. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a little pot for this and a little pot for that.
And so when we get into the new year then, we've done Christmas, we've got, you know, the kids are happy, all of this stuff. Because, you know, generally after Christmas, all of that stress, it does come to fruition and everything's all right. Generally, everyone tends to have an all right Christmas. We're looking at the longest month of the entire year. It's stretching out ahead of us. What are some things that we can do to help ourselves through the year at that point if we're wanting to make good decisions right at the beginning of the year?
Well, everything's about what comes in, what goes out. And unfortunately, because money is emotional, people, you know, go, la, 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 I'm not looking. And it's one of those horrible things where you've got to look at it. You know, I've got a lot of my clients say, I'd love to do that. I really like to, but I'm terrified of seeing how bad it really is.
Mm.
And until you actually pay attention and find out what's coming in, what's going out, and balance those two and make sure you're not overspending each month, then you're always going to get into trouble.
Yeah.
So you need a spreadsheet. You need to know what's coming in, what's going out, and save each month for those pots. Only then do you know what you really do have to spend. And it's a matter of dealing with your own emotions again.
Yeah.
Don't buy something because you feel you can. Ask yourself the question before you buy it, do I need it? It's need, not greed.
Mm, yeah. You've pinned me to the wall on one of those things there, which is that sometimes I'll go and have a great time. Like, I'll go out on a weekend and I'll see my friends and we'll like spend money and we'll go to a nice restaurant, or we'll do whatever it is that we're doing. And it's not all the time, but there are some weekends where on a Monday morning I think to myself, I'm just not going to look at my banking app. I'm just not going to look at it. And if I ignore it, then I've actually not spent any money.
Well, that's where the fun account is.
That's where the fun account is.
You haven't got a fun account.
True. And then you don't feel guilty.
Correct. That's the key thing.
The guilt
emotion
comes in, yeah.
Yes. That's my money's emotional. You've got to get rid of the guilt. And the only way to get rid of guilt is say, well, this money's only for fun.
Mm.
So you can spend it.
Yeah.
But you can't do that unless you've got all the other pots lined up.
Very true. Alan, thank you so much for being here this morning. Independent financial advisor, Alan Lazenby there. Making a real connection between how we feel and what money we actually, like the cold hard facts of the money that we actually have. Really helpful stuff there. In terms of how you plan for Christmas and how you manage after Christmas is over, because it can be a little bit like feast and the famine, can't it? Like, you've gone all out for December and then January, it's beans on toast. Text me 81333. How are you managing it? WhatsApp me 08000321333. Do you do the pot thing? Because I definitely feel like I need to start doing that now, and then I'll feel less guilty about stuff. Ring me as well. 0800 389 3333.